Is there a purgatory? Well, you're asking me, is there a purgatory? I'm going to tell you what Christianity says. I don't say there's not because it doesn't make sense to me or whatever. I just say, according to the Bible and the Christian faith, historically, I know there are some out of the Christian faith who have believed that. But if you know the history to the belief of purgatory, it makes you far less likely to embrace it. The Bible does not teach purgatory. There are some that have taken the Bible and added this, that, and the other, but not the historical biblical teaching of the Bible. But purgatory really came about through a design of those that were in the authority of church in its worst state. And the idea was that we need to build great cathedrals, we need a lot of money, and there is a way, if we created penance that you have to pay, you can pray and pay money for people who have died, and they're in a holding place, and if you give enough money, then they'll be released and will be able to go into heaven. Well, there was in history during that time, there was a word that says at the drop of every coin given to penance, there was a release of someone to heaven. Well, I think you can see where that's going. That's not part of the Christian faith at all. Jesus never, ever talked about a purgatory. Nobody who wrote scriptures in the Bible, the canon as we know it, 66 books, nobody talks about it. So I would say it's not part of the Christian faith, historically.